Merry Christmas, Mr. Whiteside.
Why, Miss Stanley.
I'm afraid I shouldn't be talking to you, Mr. Whiteside. My brother is terribly angry.
But I just couldn't resist asking. Did you like my Christmas present?
Oh, well, I'm very sorry, Miss Stanley. I haven't opened it. I haven't opened any of my presents yet.
Oh, dear. And I'm so anxious to...
It's right here, Mr. Whiteside. Why don't you open it now?
Well, this is very, very thoughtful of you, Miss Stanley. I really don't know what to say, Mr. Why, it's lovely, Miss Stanley. You know, I'm very fond of these old photographs. Thank you very much.
I was 22 when that was taken. That was my favorite dress.
Do you really like it?
I do indeed. And you know, when I get back to town, I shall send you a gift.
Oh, will you, Mr. Whiteside? I shall cherish it.
Well...
I shall be late for church.
Goodbye, dear Mr. Whiteside. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Miss Stanley. What is there about that woman?
Santa's got a little surprise for you, Mr. Whiteside. She's just taking it out of the oven.
Thank you. And Miss Green. It's green! Answer the door, Roseanne. John is upstairs.
Who is it?
Polly Adler. I love you madly, 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 madly. Kiss me, girl. Don't be afraid of my back.
Banjo! 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 Banjo!
Banjo! Banjo! Banjo!
Banjo! Banjo! Banjo! Banjo! Banjo! Banjo! Banjo! Banjo! Banjo! Banjo!
Come to my room in a half hour. And bring some rye bread. I'm here to spend Christmas with you, Whiteside. Now, give me a kiss.
Get away from me, you reformed school fugitive. How did you get here, anyway?
Santa Claus let me use reindeer. Whiteside, we finished shooting the pigeon yesterday, and I'm on my way to Nova Scotia. Flew here in 12 hours. Borrowed a plane from Bob Hope. Whiteside, I got a wonderful Christmas present for you. This brassiere was once worn by Gina LaBrigida.
Listen, you idiot, how long can you stay?
Just long enough to take a bath. I'm on my way to Nova Scotia. Where's Maggie?
Nova Scotia? What are you going to Nova Scotia for?
I'm sick of Hollywood. And of the dame in New York named Faye Emerson I don't want to see. So I figure I'll go to Nova Scotia and pick up some smoked salmon. Where's Maggie? What's the matter? Ah, boom!
Banjo, I'm glad you're here. I'm very annoyed at Maggie, very.
What's the matter? Say, what is this? I thought you couldn't walk.
Oh, I've been all right for weeks. That's not the point. I'm furious at Maggie. She's turned on me like a viper. You know how fond I am of her. Well, after all these years, she's repaying my affection by behaving like a fishwife.
What are you talking about?
But I never believed for a moment that she was really in love with him.
In love with who? I just got here.
Great God, I'm trying to tell you, you Hollywood nitwit. A young newspaper man in town.
Maggie finally fell. Well, what do you know? What kind of guy is he?
Shut up and listen.
Well, go on. What happened?
Well, Lorraine Sheldon just happened to come out here,
Old Hot Lips here?
Yeah. Well, this, newspaper man, he'd written quite a good play, you know? And, well, you can guess the rest. They're going away this afternoon to Lake Placid to, rewrite. Maggie's in there now crying her eyes out.
Gee, hey, say, wait a minute. What do you mean Lorraine Sheldon just happened to drop by? I smell a rat, Sherry. A rat with a beard.
All right, but I did it for Maggie because... Because I thought it would be the best thing for her.
Oh, sure. You haven't thought of yourself in years. Gee, poor kid. Can I go talk to her?
No, Banjo, leave her alone.
Any way I can help? Say, where's this guy to live? Can we get a hold of him?
Now, wait a minute, Banjo. We don't want any phony warrants. You pretending to be Mr. District Attorney. I've gone through all that with you before. I've got Lorraine out here, and I've got to get her away.
It's got to be good, Sherry. Lorraine's no dope. We got to get her out of here like a bat out of hell. Say, wait a minute, I think I've got it. What's the name of that guy she's so crazy about over in England? Lord Fanny? Bottomley, that's it, Bottomley.
No, Banjo, no.
Wait a minute, but you don't catch on. We sent Lorraine a cablegram from Bottomley.
I catch on, Banjo. Lorraine caught on too. It's been tried.
See, I told you Lorraine was no dope. Boy, we got a tough proposition on your hand.
The trouble is, it's so damn little time. Get the hell out of my chair! Damn.
Stuck, huh?
In the words of one of our greatest lyric poets, Banjo, you said it.
Yeah, gee, I'm hungry. Don't worry, we'll get Lorraine out of here if I have to do it one piece at a time.
You might have to.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Whiteside. Excuse me. I've got something for you. But Mr. Whiteside, it was for you.
That's all right, Sarah. He's quite mad.
Come, Batrushka. We shall dance. We shall dance in the snow.
Oh, no, we won't.
All of St. Petersburg shall be stopping my Batrushka.
Just keep your mouth dry for Sarah. He's perfectly harmless. Just what does this mean, Phyllis Diller?
It means, Mr. Whiteside, that I am leaving. My address is on the desk inside. You can send me a check.
You realize, Miss Green, that this is completely unprofessional.
I do indeed. I am not only walking out on this case, Mr. Whiteside, but I am leaving the nursing profession.
Well, I became a nurse because all my life, ever since I was a little girl, I dreamed of serving a suffering humanity. After 1 month with you, Mr. Whiteside,
I am going to work in a munitions factory. Anything I can do from now on to help exterminate the human race will fill me with the greatest of pleasure.